Right now, I thought we could spend a segment talking about high school wrestling because there's some really interesting results in the recent tournament that they were. Wait, now what's going on?
Which tournament?
What's going on? Oh, man.
Hey, high five, George. What's up, man? Yeah. Hey, man. Dude, what's up, Junior?
It's Chris, the overly handsome guy from sales. Man. Chris, we're in the middle
of a
segment.
Man. Let me put down my drink. I'm riding the bull right now.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
You guys still on the outside of Six Figs looking in?
Yeah. I guess you could say that.
We'll get there someday.
Oh, man. Dude, I think I parked next to you, George.
Did you?
Yeah, that's my Beamer down there.
Mm. Oh, okay.
That plate says closer. That's mine.
Okay.
That's mine.
That's you. You're a closer.
Total closer, man. Yeah. Oh, I got to tell you, man, I just got in from Pyeongchang.
Really?
What?
Yeah, and I'm like really jet lagged.
What were you doing there?
It's not just any jet lag. It's Gulfstream 5 jet lag, which is like, you know, totally privately owned.
What were you doing at the Olympics?
You know what I'm saying? No one said, you guys probably don't understand what I'm saying with jet lag and everything because you're total plebes. But anyway, it happens when you go from one time zone to another, man.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks. Never would have figured that out.
Yeah, I was at the Olympics, you know. The Olympic coach
just watching.
Like, oh, man, no, dude. I was competing.
Really? Competing in what?
Well, like, I went over there just to watch, and then the Olympic coach is, like, begging me, hey, man, Chris, you got to do men's downhill. You got to do big air snowboarding, you know? He was like, dude, learned all our sweet moves from you.
Who is this guy?
The Olympic coach. Yeah, the Olympic coach for America.
That sounds believable, I guess.
Qualify for the Olympics.
Begging me. And so that guy competed in one, you know, boom, gold. And then
I remember seeing you on the medal stand.
And then they were begging me to do the next, and I'm like, dude, back off. Why don't you get up on these nuts, bro? Okay. I'm busy, man. I'm tagging some sweet Asian honeys.
Gosh.
Yeah, and then after the Olympics, I went up north and hung with Kim and Roddy.
Who?
Kim and Roddy.
Oh, Kim Jong-un and Dennis Rodman. Yeah, the three of us are called the triumvirate, you know.
Up like north to North Korea.
Yeah, you know, and I know that a lot of people are against him because of the whole dictator, genocide, kill the whole world. But he's got a sweet golf swing. I mean, he's pretty good. Yeah, he's pretty good. Yeah, he got like 12 holes in one in the round that we played.
Huh.
I got 14. He was so mad, you know. He was threatening to nuke Vegas. But I'm like, calm down, brah. And then he called it off.
You got away with it.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, and then
I was coming back from Pyeongchang, and, you know, I would have gotten a little bit more sleep, but I stopped off at Pebble and played with Tones. He's a friend of mine.
You played in the AT&T Pro-Am?
Yeah. Oh, you've heard of it.
Well, yeah, it was on this weekend, but that doesn't mean you were there.
And his Tones, Tony Romo, are we guessing? Or
yeah, Tony, you know, you've heard, that's right. He used to play here in Dallas.
Yeah.
That's right. I remember now. Yeah, we basically won that tournament. And you won it.
No, you didn't. Larry Fitzgerald won the Pro-Am, and no, you didn't win as a pro either.
Well, we would have won, but we only played like two rounds. We wanted to get out of there. And
that's called not making the cut.
Yeah, I wanted to get out of there and didn't want to win it. You know, let somebody else win it. Go ahead. You know? Yeah. I had to get here to, you know, to check on my accounts over there in sales.
All right.
Yeah, you still got to work going on.
I'm doming over there. I'm doming.
Dominating?
Absolutely, man. Yeah. I am a power top over there in sales. And I've like Me Too'd every girl in sales, and they love it. They love it.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Trouble for doing that.
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, you guys ought to come out to Texoma this weekend. I welded two of my cigarette boats together to go twice as fast.
Yeah, it sounds a little cold.
I don't think you were in Pyeongchang over the weekend because I actually saw you in my neighborhood. In fact, my neighbor across the street has a swimming pool, and you showed up as part of the team that was there to clean it. So
that's ridiculous.
And I heard you saying to one of your friends that you had to make a little extra money on the side because you're bankrupt.
It's so untrue. Alec doesn't give me enough accounts.
Alec doesn't give me enough accounts.
Well, he jumped through the window all the way down to the floor on this floor. He's just in the control room on the floor there.
He plays possum a lot, though.
It was a 4-foot fall, but he's not moving, George. He's not moving.
Well, that's true. I don't see this may too be... much movement there.
Hey, Chris. You okay?
He's talking. He's trying to.
We'll never win Olympics again.
We'll never win Olympics again.
Because you're hurt?
There is another Chris.
The fakest thing I've ever seen
dramatic.
In my life.
Well, I guess that's it.
Yeah, that'll about do it, I guess, for Chris.
I'm back, you homos!
Of course.
See you two homos around! All right!
All right.
Yeah. You can only put him in his place for about 10 seconds. That's all it lasts.
There he goes, Chris from sales.